Good morning. It's 9:21.
Another wrinkle this morning in the sex scandal that led to the resignation of CIA Director David Petraeus. General John Allen, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, is now being investigated for possible inappropriate contact with the woman who triggered the entire thing after receiving threatening emails from Petraeus' mistress. Joining us live this morning, John Miller, CBS News senior correspondent and a former deputy director of national intelligence. John, the whole thing is very salacious, and that's what's getting an awful lot of attention. But is there a real national security risk in all of this?
Well, I think that the national security piece has passed. I think when the FBI got into the case, it was a stalking case. When they saw that there were communications of a suspicious nature between Paula Broadwell and the director of the CIA, that's where they looked at the national security implications and determined at the end of the day there actually were none. With the General Allen part, so that's the third phase of this now, seems to be in the course of subpoenaing and collecting everybody's email accounts, it looks like they came across extensive communications between Jill Kelly, who starts out as the complainant slash victim, and this is originally reported, and General Allen, that the appropriateness of which has come into question. So what the FBI has done is turned that over to the Department of Defense, understanding that he's about to go through a confirmation process. And Mike and Bruce, if you look back on things, more serious matters, like the Major Hassan shooting, where questions were raised about, well, what did the FBI have, and was it all turned over to the Department of Defense, and was there enough information sharing? When you have information like this developed in a case like this that might not be of a criminal nature, but something the Department of Defense sure could use knowledge of before they went through a confirmation process, I think that's what you're seeing here.
You know, we have, John, some members of Congress who believe that their intelligence committees needed to get information sooner. Some wondering why the White House had not been informed that something was being investigated to whatever degree or not. From your experience, having been inside and seen how these things work, did everybody do essentially what they were supposed to when they were alerted that there might be an issue?
Well, I think what the FBI did here is to go by the book, which is the intelligence committees need to be informed of significant intelligence activities. So if you go by the book, this starts out as a criminal case, not an intelligence case on a stalking matter, not a matter of national security. When it takes a turn, which is, wait a minute, is the director of the CIA potentially having an affair? Were there classified documents here? Is this a national security nature? They could have made a decision to ask the Department of Justice, you know, should we brief the committees here? Or they could have said, before we go briefing them where we don't know the answers, let's find out what we have first. And it seems that's the course they took. I've been talking to people at the Bureau, and they said, you know, we'll have an open mind, which is if somebody thinks we should have done it differently or we analyzed this wrong, you know, we're certainly willing to talk about that. But we made the best call we could based on the guidance we had, and at that point, we didn't really know what we had. And when we did know, it turned out to be more salacious than a matter of national security.
John, good perspective. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
John Miller, CBS News senior correspondent and a former deputy director of national intelligence.